My job in this transition was to find the solution for our legacy annuity business, which is where PPL comes into play. You guys did an amazing job allowing us to transition this legacy annuity business.
Hear how this firm used DPL's tools and technology to make the transition to independence. You're listening to Advisor Revelations.
Hello, and welcome to the Advisor Revelation podcast. I am PJ Perry, Regional Vice President here at DPL Financial Partners. Our topic for the episode is From Breakaway to Enterprise, One RIA's Journey. And of course, joining us here today is Sam Morella, Regional Director of Appel Wealth. Sam, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we start our discussion, please note that the content discussed today is intended for financial professionals only. If anything we talk about interests you here, please be sure to contact your DPL consultant and or go to dplfp.com. I repeat, dplfp.com. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. Sam, to help our listeners better understand your firm and your experience here, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and Morella?
Yeah, so just a little bit of background on myself. I've had no other job right out of college. I started with a brokerage firm, EF Hutton, transitioned to Morgan Stanley. It's kind of complicated. My dad introduced me to the business. He had two careers. He was an educator in the local school district. And after those hours, he had his investment business. So he started the company essentially 50 plus years ago. About 22 years ago, I joined my dad, my brother, and my sister in what was a true family wealth management firm. And we were in the Raymond James system. We outgrew Raymond James, and we knew that for a few years, but there were two big friction points that prevented us from transitioning to become our own RIA. One was technology. Everything would have had to be done by paper in terms of transitioning clients' accounts from one to the other. And when you had 30, 40 years of client relationships, it was a lot of work. And the second thing was we had a legacy annuity business that was meaningful. We did not want to just turn our backs on that. So with the advent of DocuSign, that didn't take it away, but made the paperwork a lot easier. So my job in this transition was to find a solution for our legacy annuity business, which is where DPL comes into play. So you guys did an amazing job allowing us to transition this aforementioned annuity, legacy annuity business into your systems where we could still manage the client relationship. We figured out a way for the revenue to take care of itself. And at that time, we created our own RIA. That was Morella Private Wealth. We knew we didn't want to do that on our own forever. And I can't even tell you how many meetings we had. But as of March of this year, we partnered with Appel Wealth. So we are now part of the proud part of the Appel Wealth system, which is where we are today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about your experience here with DPL, right? Because you guys have been here for a while. So, of course, first iteration being your legacy firm, Morella Private Wealth, when you first broke away from Raymond James. And then through your tenure as an independent RIA, and most recently, you, of course, aligned with Appel Wealth. So how has your firm utilized DPL's offerings along the way? And where do you see Appel integrating it across their enterprise? And I guess specifically to your branch as well.
Yeah. So the first part of a relationship was predicated on us getting the legacy business over to you guys. Not easy. When you're dealing with these old line insurance companies, they're antiquated software, a lot of paperwork, a lot of moving parts. You guys did a great job helping us through that transition to where we got everything kind of in one spot. Your dashboard is fantastic. We can go back and see all the nuances of the annuity contract that we need to see. Our clients had to sign a few forms, not a big deal. So that was the first part of it. Once we had that established, we went full force into taking a look at what your product offering was on the fee-based side. In our prior days, everything was commission-based. There weren't even that many fee-based offerings, to be honest with you. And those that were offered were not competitive. So essentially, there weren't any offerings. So since March, when we became part of Appel, where they are completely fee-based, we've really ramped up our utilization of your toolbox of fee-based annuities.
Let's talk a little bit about that toolbox, especially over on the tech side of things, right? Because I want to key on the fact that, you know, that's certainly something that you identified as being a positive here working with DPL. So do you mind just diving in a little bit to how Apello Wealth utilizes our tech and, of course, what the impact has been on efficiencies between you and your advisors?
Yeah, and our clients. There was so much friction involved in doing annuity business in the past. Most of it was on paper that had to be mailed, signed, returned. You're dealing with insurance companies sending checks back and forth, very inefficient, between our mail system being bogged down and they're hanging on to money on both ends, really frustrating to us and our clients. And it just wasn't a smooth, good piece of business. Even though we liked what the annuities brought to the table, it was just difficult to do business with the old way of doing it. And again, you reduce the friction to almost zero. And we're busy. Our clients are busy with their grandkids. They don't want to be bothered by mailing stuff back and forth. So from our end, everything can be done electronically, including the moving of the money. We just have to let clients know there's an email in their inbox that needs to be addressed. Probably takes them a minute, gets sent to me. I can review everything, click through it, done. Money is sent electronically, you know, from the client account to the insurance company or vice versa. That's huge in our world. We don't want to waste time on stuff that doesn't allow us to meet with clients and help them solve their financial problems.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you made an important point there, right? One, of course, you're experiencing efficiencies behind your back office, but also the most important part, if not one of the most important parts, is how the client experiences getting an annuity done, right? In the past, it has been kind of clunky. And to your point, again, they're busy with more important things like their grandkids and going on trips and things like that in their retirement. They shouldn't have to be worrying about that.
And the other thing that can't be overlooked is you send the client data. Apello deals with Orion. And we're migrating. You know, when you partner with an RIA like we did, it's not like you flick a switch and everything is seamlessly transferred one to the other. So you have to be on dual platforms for a while until everything can be officially transferred over. So both of our data partners, Addepar and Orion, you guys have great technology feeds with them. Now that's huge. So client can go online and see all of their investments, including their annuities, in one place. That's really important to them. I'm not even sure how many pages a client really reads of their statement that they get every month anyway. How did I do, you know, red or green? Did I make money this month or did I lose money? They don't go past page three, but it's nice for them to be able to jump online and get a snapshot of everything they have, including their annuity portfolio. And you guys have really facilitated that client experience, which saves us time and creates just better relationships between ourselves and our clients, which is really important to us, as you can imagine.
We've all heard it before, advisor as a client, maybe they're just coming on board or they just discovered that they had annuity elsewhere, right? We can all get it under that same umbrella and get some visibility on it, whether it be commission or commission-free. So that's good to hear. Let's switch gears, right? We were talking a little bit about the technology platform. Let's talk a little bit about the product itself, right? Because that's what the client's buying and that's what the client wants the best experience in, right? So when we talk to advisors, they often have an aha moment, right? When they realize the benefits of commission-free annuities for both their firms and, of course, their clients. Based on your DPL experience, can you briefly share your perspective on the benefits of commission-free annuities versus traditional products? Traditional commission products, I should say.
Yeah, so two things. One, when you allow an insurance company to unbundle themselves from having to deal with the commissions, I think they're able to offer better underlying products. I'm pretty sure a lot of these companies on the commission side borrow the money to pay the commissions. That just doesn't sound efficient to me. So when we, DPL, and by proxy ourselves, take that commission piece out of the mix, and we just take care of it on the fee side, I think net-net, the client gets a better investment for their portfolio. The second part of it is alignment. So look, we're not kidding ourselves. People have a negative connotation of annuities. The word itself sometimes shuts people down. And the reason for that is the perception is it's a better for the advisor than the client, high commissioned product, not tool for their overall portfolio product. That we're flogging a product to them. When we have fee-based offerings, we can tell a client that they never have to ask themselves the question, did Sam recommend this to me because it's better for him or better for me? And the reason I don't have to ask that question, it doesn't matter what investment I recommend, the fee is the same. So we are truly on the same side of the table. We're in alignment. We're just trying to get their portfolios to grow and their objectives to be met.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're utilizing these commission-free annuities, you're getting all under the same umbrella. And to your point, right, it doesn't matter which investment you're going with if it's the same fee, no matter what, right? That lets them know that you feel that is the best solution for them and you know, that specific need. So that's good to hear.
That's powerful too.
Yeah.
Think about if you were the client and you now have the confidence that your relationship with your trusted advisor can truly be trusted.
Yeah. It goes to the point of organic growth, right? One, of course, you're taking annuities that were traditionally commissionable and then pulling them into your AUM, but also you're working with the client and you're kind of getting aligned and generating better conversations, more trust, stickier assets, all that good stuff. So that's always good to hear. So looking forward, give us a peek behind the curtain, right? When it comes to Appella's strategic growth trajectory, what are your thoughts over the next 3 years?
Well, so let's start with Appella, the entity, and then our piece of, or, you know, we're the Why Missing branch of Appella. So on Wednesday, Appella is unveiling DPL to the rest of the company. I kind of brought the Appella relation, the DPL relationship to Appella and was adamant with them that they should roll this out to everybody. That all starts on Wednesday. I've talked to a couple folks in the Appella system that are excited. I know a couple have already started the process of getting the DPL fee-based annuities in their clients' portfolios. So that's exciting that it's going to be a firm-wide relationship. Personally, or from our office standpoint, one of the big things you guys do is free up our time to not have to go through this paperwork nightmare, mailing checks back and forth. You know, our meetings are longer because clients have to sign all this paper, whatever the case may be. This frees us up to create more relationships, attract more ideal clients. And just by the way we do business, we'll use more and more of your offerings to help clients meet their goals and needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I can't help myself. I got to make a plug, right? As you're bringing on those new clients and you're talking to them about their portfolios and maybe your plan for their portfolio, you can always rely on DPL, right? And this is something that a lot of our advisors utilize us for is when they're bringing on clients and they're identifying, you know, what exactly they have. They can just have us take a look at the annuities and let them know, hey, by the way, it might make sense to 1035. It might make sense to keep it where it is, right? And kind of generate that trust on the front end, especially with the annuity side of things.
Yeah. So that's really important because we don't have the toolbox to do that as well as you do. And we don't really have the time to do it. So as we're acquiring new clients, a lot of them are going to have legacy annuity investments in their portfolio. And you guys are going to be able to much better analyze whether they're good or not. And okay, let's say they're not the best. What are the options? What are the alternatives that we can now offer to them? But what the folks who are watching this have to understand, one of the compelling reasons we're doing as much business with you guys is because our relationship with you, PJ, and your sidekick, Richard. You're so attentive. You see things before we see them in a lot of regards. And one of the really big things is, you know, not all these transitions and transactions go smoothly. We're dealing with old technology, with old insurance companies that do things in an archaic way. You are the advocate for us and our clients getting these done. Some of them are ridiculously difficult to complete. You and I can both think of one.
Yes.
As we're
yes.
sitting here. And you guys are on top of it. And we're getting to the finish line. And it would take us a lot more time, effort, and energy without you. And that's really important to us and to the future DPL clients.
Yeah, and I can certainly say we appreciate our relationship with you guys. I mean, the partnership's been really good this year. I can remember specifically going out there earlier this year, I think it was February or something like that, introducing ourselves and really kind of kicking it off from there. So really appreciate everything you guys have done for us, as well as giving us the shot to take a look at some things. And of course, I want to thank you for joining us here today. Before we kind of take off here, any closing thoughts or comments that you want to mention?
Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep being cutting edge with the offerings, and the customer service is really important. Keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can say likewise too. We really, really appreciate, you know, everything you've done this year. And of course, moving forward into this week when we roll out with Appella should be a really good opportunity for a lot of advisors, right?
So. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to the firm fully engaging as well.
For sure. Well, thanks everybody for joining us here today. And again, let's connect dplfp.com. I repeat, dplfp.com. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes anywhere you listen to your podcast.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.